Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is Mary Brotherton, your host of Manifest Monday, and today is Monday, August 23rd. It is a live show. I had planned a guest for today, but apparently we've gotten some wires crossed or time zones or whatever. Anyway, today I'm going to leave the mic open for callers and give you my number. It is 516-418-5651. If you're listening, I'd love to talk with you about manifesting. Manifesting is really something we all do it. Whether we are conscious of it or not is another story. We manifest by thinking. Our thoughts become things. Words become ideas. We put action to those ideas, and next thing you know, we have created a thing. Whether it's, I'll give you a great example of how my husband and I manifested our cat, Kenny, almost 18 years ago. We were discussing getting married, and he decided that he thought as a married couple, we should have something more in common to take care of, I guess. So he asked how I felt about getting a cat. Well, he knows I love cats. I said, sure, no problem. He actually once told me that he fell in love with me because I told him over the phone, this was before we actually started life together, but I told him over the phone that my son had brought in a cat. He goes, oh, what kind is it? I said, I don't know. He said, you're letting him bring you a cat without even looking at it? I said, why not? It's a cat. And he said that he'd never known anybody with that kind of unconditional love. I wouldn't turn down a baby for not letting me see it first. But anyway, back to Kenny. Curtis decided that there had to be conditions on this cat. I said, okay, you make the conditions. I'll see what I can do to follow through. And he said, well, I think it should be a male tabby. I like male tabbies. I said, okay, works for me. He said, I want him to be orange. I want him to be already an adult, so at least a year, two years old. He needs to have already been spayed. And he needs at least one white foot. I said, well, that doesn't sound out of the ordinary. It's a little, you know, it's getting a little crazy, but it's not terrible. He said, oh, and he needs to be vocal. I said, well, you want a cat that talks, that has at least one white foot, is orange, is an adult, and has already been neutered. Does that cover everything? He goes, yeah. I said, well, so you have said it and let it be done. You know, just poof, let's see what happens. Happened to pick up some kind of, I don't know, it was a trade paper, I think, like a one ad that comes in the mail for free. And I just looked at it, and the first thing I saw was a cat that someone was giving away. And it described what Curtis had said perfectly. So I made a phone call. Now, this was, like I said, almost 18 years ago, so people are a little more careful, thank goodness, with what they do with their pets now. And so I called the number, and a woman answered, and she says, yes, he is vocal. Would you like to hear him talk? So apparently she put the phone next to his face, and he started meowing up a storm. Well, I thought that was kind of cool. And then I said, okay, Let's talk about, what color is he? He's orange. Is he fixed? Yes, he's fixed. How old is he? About a year or a year and a half old. We're not really sure. How about his feet? What color are his feet? She said, oh, they're all white. He's orange, but he has four little white socks. I said, can we come see him? She said, sure. We came over, set up a time, went to go see the cat, visited the cat briefly. He, poor little thing, was traumatized. But he wasn't happy in that home. That's why they were deciding to rehome him, because there were three old dogs and two old cats living in the house. He got along okay with dogs, but did not get along well with the cats. He was still basically a kitten. So we brought him home, and he's everything we could have asked for. He's been a tremendous animal partner for us. Great for reminding me that it's time to get off the computer. He's great for reminding me that it's time to do something other than sitting here doing nothing. So again, I'll give you my phone number if you would like to give us a call and talk about your manifesting. What if you manifested? The number is 516-418-5651, and live only on August 23rd, Monday. I'd love to hear from you. And meanwhile, Kenny just walked across my desk as if to say, thanks for noticing. He's gotten quieter as he's gotten older, but he is very vocal. He is very orange. He has four white feet, and he ticked off all the boxes and then some. I'd like to share something with you that Be Unique does. Listen to this, folks.
Product review, unpaid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given the score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly packaging, budget-friendly, uniqueness, lives up to the hype, stylish, useful, philanthropic outlook, easy to understand and use, I would buy. Contact us at beunique.reviews@gmail.com for information about where to send your products or suggestions for places or products to review.
And as one of the reviewers, I can tell you nothing gives me greater joy than to give a product 10 out of 10 Be Unique points. Every product that we have has been sent to us, and we do not pay for the product. They do not pay for the review, and we give a totally honest review. And it breaks my heart when I can't give a completely high score, but look at our criteria and you'll see why. Now, the number to call in if you'd like to is 516-418-5651. I am here talking about manifesting on Monday. I was expecting Patrick Sherwin to call in. Apparently, he was unable to, so we have an open mic today. And open mic gives you the opportunity to discuss how to manifest if you don't know how. It's pretty simple. We could ask simply, please give me. And you can pray. That's always an easy thing for people to remember. You can make a statement. And that statement can be something very simple, but as I want a cat, it can also be as complex as I want an adult orange male tabby with four white feet talks. And I'm sitting here waiting for my first caller, 516-418-5651. And I'm going to share another little bit of information right now.
Thanks for listening.
Also from
and remember,
Pierre.
The best way to be unique is to just be you.
Anyway, that was quick and short and sweet. Not exactly what I thought I was going to have, but it's okay. It's quite all right. I do want to share this information with you about coffee or tea.
Let me ask you a question. Do you prefer coffee or tea? This is a question we ask on our fun and informative millennial talk show called Coffee or Tea, No Phones Allowed. And why do I know? Because I'm Anna. I'm one of the co-hosts. It's a great time. It's a professionally edited weekly series that's free to watch on Be Unique's YouTube channel. That's B-U-N-E-K-E. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode and leave us a comment with your topic or guest recommendations. We love hearing from you.
Yes, we do. I love hearing from you, whether it's through email or in person. I love talking with anyone about manifesting. I know I've told you the story about how my mother manifested a male companion into her life probably several times. She, of course, never thought of it as manifesting. She thought of it as prayer. She prayed. She asked God. She got what she got. And she always knew that if what she had gotten wasn't what she wanted, she needed to revise the way she was making her request. And today, what we're having to do is open the mics up because my guest didn't show up. 516-418-5651. I want to manifest something, such as the taiko drum that I really would love to have. In fact, there's just such a beautiful sound to all the Japanese drums, but there's one that I really, really like. And I don't know, there's something magical about the sound of that drum. It sounds like this. It may not be exactly what it sounds like, but that's okay. But I have been telling the universe, or Gus, as I call the universe, God, universe, spirit, source, I want to be given a drum. Now, being given a drum doesn't mean that I will not have to pay for it. It just means that this drum is going to manifest itself in some miraculous way. I know a woman who often thought she wanted a gong, and she thought about it and thought about it, and all of a sudden, one day, a friend of hers just gave her a gong, and it's huge. It's a floor gong. It sits there. Oh, it's amazing when she bangs on that gong. I want to bang on drums. Am I a drummer? Well, we'll have to find out how that works. But my point is, here's what I say about getting my drum. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. Thank you, universe, spirit. Thank you, source, for the gift of a taiko, which is just another word for a Japanese drum. When I say taiko, it conjures up a certain image in my mind, and that image is important for manifesting. I'm grateful that when I receive my drum, it brings joy to me and everyone who hears me play it. That's important because you don't want to jeopardize relationships because of the things you want. You have to be very mindful of everybody else who's involved in your dream. and your thoughts. I've run out of things to say for a second, so let's just see what Franklin has to say about Be Unique.
Be Unique works to change the world for a better tomorrow, using digital mediums to connect the dots of the world through professional storytelling. We have all embracing, all-inclusive heart and are always learning to create new things, to revitalize and sustain old things. While recognizing our differences, we use positive and universal thinking to strategize for a positive outcome. We collaborate people of all distinctions to create a better me, a better you, a better us. By caring for others, there's no room in our hearts for hatred, racism, or egoism. So, let our visions heal and keep the promises of what we will be. One day, by living helpful, caring, and happy, healthy, and sensual lives. With the wonderful staff and volunteers at Be Unique, we will continue to pursue that dream by making the world a better place for everyone. From everyone at BeUnique.org, to our readers and listeners, thank you for all your support. There's so much more on the way.
Now, let me tell you, Be Unique is manifesting in proof of manifestation. Jennifer and I went to lunch one day and started talking about how we could make the world better, make our lives better. We wanted to create something that had never been created. And we looked at each other without any prompting. We just very serendipitously said, whatever we do, it has to be unique. Well, it wouldn't be very unique if it was spelled like you would expect it. So we created B-U-N-E-K-E. And here we are going into our fourth year and still all 100% volunteer run. We do intend to change that. We want to start paying our writers, our photographers, our filmmakers. If you don't know what BeUnique.org is, I encourage you, go check it out. It's a website. It's a nonprofit. It's the parent to BeUnique Radio. And if it weren't for BeUnique.org, there would be no Manifest Monday show. So check out BeUnique.org and look into the magazine. Look into the 10 different radio shows, podcasts. Look into the events we've done, the events we intend to go back to doing, the films we've created. Oh, I can't tell you how pleased and proud I am of the films that we've been able to create with just volunteers and borrowed equipment. We're at the point of being able to, well, we've gotten a grant, and so we're getting some film equipment that will belong to the organization. And we're very grateful for everything. And that's the key. You have to be grateful. When you want to manifest something, you state it in present tense. You state it in active language. You state it knowing that you deserve it, knowing that it's on its way to you. And you thank God, universe, spirit, or source for the gift. Now, sure, a lot of gifts come with a price tag. If somebody gives you a car, it's not likely they're going to also pay for the insurance, and the registration, and the tags, any taxes, let alone routine maintenance. So your car is going to come with a gift. Heck, having a baby, people say, oh, what a gift. And it is. The price tag to that is unconditional love. But there's also a lot of late night feedings and diapers and things that have to be done to get that child from infancy into adulthood. Now, BeUnique.org has created a lot of things for other organizations, and it brings us joy to help share their messages. We've helped fundraise. We are fundraising for ourselves. We have an Etsy page. We have online sales that help promote us and keep us going, pay for the day-to-day needs such as a website, such as hosting on Blog Talk Radio. So if anybody wants to look at our annual report, they're online at beunique.org. If you want to ask me a question about it, I've got about 10 minutes. My number is 516-418-5651. And I'd be happy to talk with anybody who wants to talk to me about Be Unique or manifesting, how we manifested, what the rules are of manifesting. And, you know what, if you want to talk about something else, we can talk about something else too. I have no problem with that. I guess you probably figured that out. 516-418-5651. And while I'm waiting for our first caller, and we'll have a few minutes, I want to read these dreams, not dreams, but these rules to you. You speak your dreams into existence. When you speak, you must speak in positive terms. You must use the present tense. Believe that what you want is already yours. Know that you deserve to have the life you desire. But here's a kicker. Be willing to change along with your dream. Don't be afraid to grow, change, and evolve, because your dreams will change you. Know your skill set and determine if you have all the tools you need. Maintain an attitude of gratitude, because if you're not grateful for what you've got, the universe will not give you more. Know the difference between manifesting and just simply wishing for something to happen. Understand that anything worth having is worth working for. Put action on your words. Prepare for the reality. Your actions, your words, your desire, and your belief will take you and your dreams from someday into reality. And I've seen this numerous times with friends and myself. I told you about my cat. Briefly, I'll tell you about my mother and her gentleman callers. She had been a widow for almost 10 years. She was young when my father passed. He was only 60, so she was about 55. He died suddenly, and she was left alone. So she started praying to God, manifesting, that he would send her a male companion that could help around the house with some maintenance issues that she had, so that she didn't have to call on her children and grandchildren. Well, that's when she met Sid, who actually was a maintenance man at her job. They became friends, and Sid started hanging around. Well, a couple of, several months later, they were still friends at my mother's death. But several months into the relationship, she said, "God, this is great. You gave me exactly what I asked for. But I really would like somebody with a little more spice in his life. This guy's, you know, all he wants to do is come to my house, change out a light bulb, and, you know, eat my dinner and fall asleep watching the news. And I have to send him home at midnight. Some nights I want to go to bed before that. But I would like somebody a little spicier." Well, she got reacquainted with a friend of my parents. Tom and Juanita had been my parents' friends for years. And After about a year of Juanita passing, Tom reached out to my mother and said, hey, just want to let you know, Juanita has passed away. Well, he started hanging around more. He actually remodeled her entire kitchen for her. She paid for the material, but he did all the labor for free, and she thought nothing of it. They went to church together. They went out to lunch together. And one day they were getting ready to go to lunch, and he made an inappropriate gesture, in her opinion, and told her that it was time for her to pay for her kitchen. Well, she didn't take long to tell him where he could get off the train, because apparently there was no train anymore. And so that was the end of Tom. It didn't take him more than 6 or 8 months to find someone else and get married. So she told God, look, you've given me exactly what I've asked for. Now I'd like to ask one more time. And if I don't get this right, then it's going to be on me, not on you. I would like a male companion who is a little bit, you know, peppy, but not terribly. I don't want him to come on to me sexually. I want somebody who'll eat my leftovers, or he'll eat, you know, fresh restaurant food, whatever I want. Basically, I want somebody to just be a male companion, to talk to me if I feel like talking, and to be quiet if I don't want to talk. And she met Duke. Well, Duke happened to be a basset hound, and he'd gotten away from his family. So he came and lived with my mother until his family showed up. And that was, oh, many years ago. That was one of my first real life lessons into how to manifest. You speak it into existence. You speak it with authority and with power and action words and present tense. Next thing you know, it's yours. But folks, that brings me to the end of the day, and no one called, which is fine. Gives me a chance to talk and share some stories, which I love doing that. And I'd like to send us out of here with a reminder about the Unique Unscripted from Jennifer.
Be Unique Radio brings you unscripted conversations with world changers and difference makers Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on all your favorite platforms. Visit BeUnique.org to learn who is scheduled next and how you can talk with our guests and become part of the show. That's BeUnique.org. See you there.
Until Monday, stay positive.